The Minister of Education, Professor Jenana Opokuagyemang, has tasked the National Accreditation Board to ensure order and sanity in the tertiary educational system. She particularly asked the board to verify and review the contents of programs in all the 131 tertiary accredited institutions and apply the same quality in the accreditation of new institutions to ensure standards in higher education. Professor Opokuagyemang expressed appreciation to the board over its fury over indiscriminate awards of honorary doctoral degrees by unaccredited institutions and assured the board of her constant support. Professor Opokuagyemang said this when she inaugurated a 12-member team of National Accreditation Board in Accra. It is under the chairmanship of Professor Joseph Gatte, who is acting pro-vice-chancellor of the University of Cape Coast. George Asikri reports.
The National Accreditation Board was established in 1993 under PNDC Law 317. The legislation has since been replaced by the National Accreditation Board Act 2007, Act 774. The board is mandated to promote quality assurance in higher education, encourage the improvement in academic standards and quality of the learning opportunities, facilitate the development and application of national reference standards, taking account of international standards, and support institutions in the development of their internal quality assurance systems. The Minister of Education, Professor Jenana Opokuagyemang, tasked the board to ensure that all tertiary institutions conform to standards. She said the future of education, graduates and Ghana's development as a whole all depend on the board and asked them not to compromise standards. Professor Jean Opokuagyemang urged the board to collaborate with relevant stakeholders to make their work successful whilst assuring them of her support at all times. The chairman of the board, who is also the acting pro-vice-chancellor of the University of Cape Coast, Professor Joseph Gatte Ampia, said the board will be firm and fair in its work to ensure that standards are not compromised. George Asikrin, Radio Ghana, Accra.